Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow. A real person.
Yep. I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow. I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of...
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% off site-wide, plus an additional 10% off every order at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
Own a small biz and need a reliable way to reach new customers? Try TikTok for Business.
We've generated over 100,000 leads, which has converted into over 40,000 sales for our pet insurance policies. I am the CEO of Spot Pet Insurance. TikTok's Smart Plus AI-powered automation takes the guesswork out of targeting, bidding, and optimizing creative. If I can advertise on TikTok, you can too.
Drive more leads and scale your business today with TikTok for Business. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTokAds.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's what you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
Hour number two rolls along here on a beautiful Wednesday morning here in our Amherst studio. Zach Jones hanging with you here on the Northtown Automotive Extra Point Show. And today's show is, of course, brought to you by Northtown Automotive. Whatever you're looking for, you'll find it at Northtown. Shop online at NorthtownAuto.com. We got our conversation on the Bills where they sit now. Three players have been ruled out. None of them that surprising. Dalton Kincaid and receivers Mecole Hardman and Curtis Samuel. All three have not practiced at all this week, so unsurprising. Now, we will turn our attention. We go to the Western Hotline to get more on the Houston Texans as John Harris, the sideline reporter for the Texans, joins me now. John, good morning, man. How are we doing?
Good morning, Zach. How you doing, buddy?
Doing well, doing well. It's cold here. I imagine the same is not true in Houston, but it is at least sunny.
Yeah, it's 82 degrees. You know, we flew back from Nashville last week. We got off the plane in Houston, the door opened. It was like the humidity hit, and I just remember thinking, why is it so damn hot here all the time? but luckily, as you know, Bills fans know, it's, you know, we play inside, and the roof will more than likely be closed. There is some weather coming in, but I think it's going to be more Friday morning than it is anything else. So Bills Mafia and the Texans can get together in the parking lots and tailgate and have a good time and then go in and hopefully watch a good game on Thursday night.
There we go. And it is a Thursday night game. It's a short week. How do you feel about Thursday night games? I always like both, of course, when my favorite team plays on them, but even just regularly watching them, I'm always like, this is a disaster. Like, these two teams should have had longer. It always feels like it's a lesser product.
It is, and obviously this week it hurts even worse because if we were playing this game on Sunday, then we'd have two of our key players playing. I just heard you say Kincaid and Samuel and Hardman are going to be out, and we're going to have C.J. Stroud and Jalen Petrie out. Mm-hmm. Now, I don't know if those three might have been ready for Sunday, but it was leaning towards Stroud and Petrie being ready to go if we played on a Sunday. But because we're playing on Thursday, we've got to play a third start for Davis Mills. And maybe even more importantly, a third start for Miles Bryant, the nickel defensive back who has had to step in for Jalen. And Miles has done some good things. Former Patriot. You know, I think Bills fans have seen him play before, but he's not Jalen Petrie. So This is where the Thursday night game kind of sticks you a little bit. But, you know, we don't have to travel. Last year we had to travel for one up in New York. Played one of our worst games against Aaron Rodgers and the Jets. And walked out of there with a loss. So we've not played well on short weeks. And this is obviously a Thursday night game, one of the shortest. You know, last year we played on Christmas Day. After playing on Saturday, the Ravens beat us up 31-2. Last year we lost to the Jets on a Thursday night. Philadelphia in 2022, we lost to the eventual the Super Bowl participant Philadelphia Eagles. So we've not won a Thursday night game since 2019. And now, granted, we weren't good enough to play in Thursday night games for a few years there, but we've not played well in Thursday night games, and we've not won one under DeMeco Ryans. And he's a fabulous coach, but we just haven't found our way on a short week to go win a football game. And now we're having to do it without C.J. Stroud and Jalen Petre on the defensive side. So it's going to be that much more difficult, of course, with the Bills coming into town, one of the better teams in the NFL.
And so you mentioned there, you're not going to have C.J. Stroud. It is going to be Davis Mills. And I'm not going to lie to you, John. I really liked Mills when he was a rookie. I thought he showed some things. And for a quarterback class that wasn't exactly popping off, I was kind of like, this Mills guy's pretty good. You know, he's ultimately a backup quarterback. It's what he is. But the Texans have won the last two games he has started. A huge comeback against Jacksonville, and then the eke one out against Tennessee. Is he coming around, or is this more the team playing around a backup quarterback?
No, I think he's definitely coming around. You know, there were moments in the first 2 years that he started where you watched him and went, okay, yeah, there's something here. I don't know that he's a full-time NFL starter, but there's something here with this guy. I think he just needs time. And, of course, you know, in 2022, we played a lot of close games, but we just couldn't make plays to get over the top. Then Davis started to struggle a little bit, and it was like, okay, we got to find our franchise quarterback. But I give Davis a lot of credit because for the next 2 years, he sat behind C.J. Stroud. He waited. And then he got his opportunity against Denver to come in with C.J. one out. And he did some good things against a really good defense, but you could tell there was still some rust. Then in the Jacksonville game, he started to shake off that rust. He started using the full field. He got protected. And when Davis is protected, he can put the ball in the spots that a lot of quarterbacks can't. Like, he's very accurate with the football. And if we can run the ball at all, then the play action becomes even more important. And the protection for Davis has been better than it's been all year long. So, yeah, there's been some collective effort sort of thing going on, but it really is, you know, two wins the last two games, but not in spite of Davis. But you could say that Davis was one of the top five reasons that we've won those games. I mean, dating back to 2022, his last three starts, he's had a game-winning drive on the final drive of the game in all three games. So he's done some really good things. It's just a matter of being consistent and having him protected. And those things will all come to fruition, really, if they're able to run the ball, as some of the other teams have done this year to the Bills. We don't run it at that clip all the time, but we've had moments against teams that aren't really good stopping the run. So if we can run it a little bit, then we've got an opportunity to move the football. Because I think even though our defense is good, with Superman coming in the building, I think we got to score 30-plus to even be in this ballgame.
That was something I wanted to bring up, John, because the Bills' rush defense is a nightmare, to put it kindly. But, yeah, the stats point to that's not really one of the strengths for Houston. I know to start this year, Nick Chubb was kind of the main guy coming over from Cleveland. Woody Marks, though, it seems to be, is the guy that's taking over the backfield. And you mentioned there's been moments. How confident are you, though, that Houston can run on the Bills? We did just see a third-string running back in Tampa and Sean Tucker have a career game against Buffalo.
Yeah, but you guys know in Western New York, having seen Sean Tucker at Syracuse, you knew he could play. And
right.
I know for me, I studied him a lot, and I was a big Sean Tucker fan, doing a lot of draft analysis. I was a big Sean Tucker fan, was, you know, a little surprised with how things went, but not surprised that he was able to do that to the Bills. I'll put it this way. I won't be surprised at anything that happens in the run game for the Texans on Thursday night. If they run for 30 yards, I won't be surprised. If they ran for 170, I wouldn't be surprised. It's kind of a, you know, I don't know what to expect really from them. The offensive line has kind of moved pieces, and they might be moving a couple more pieces this week. But I think the insertion of Woody is kind of the main back, as definitely the number one, and Nick is the number two, instead of being, you know, 1A, 1B, or Nick 1 and Woody 2, Woody just adds a little bit more juice. And I think that just gives this offense, you know, that much more ability to run the ball effectively. And Woody's a hell of a receiver out of the backfield. So even if the Bills are stopping the traditional handoffs, Woody Marks can still get his with screens, you know, catching, you know, passes out in the flat. You know, he's had a couple of our most explosive plays in the passing game, catching a check down and then making yards after the catch. So there's different ways to quote unquote run the ball. And I think the Bills did that last week, obviously. You know, getting all their backs involved in the passing game the way they did was, I mean, it really was just extending the run game because, you know, James didn't have a great game, but, you know, when you're pounding your head against Vita Vea, well, you're not going to run the ball really, really well. So, okay, let's take one of our best players and give him the ball away from all that. And that's what the Bills are able to do, and hopefully that's what the Texans will find at some point, that they can quote-unquote run it just maybe in a little different way than you would expect. It's not just going to be duo and wide zone gets it done. It might be a check down throw. It might be a little inside screen. It might be Woody on a little circle route, Texas route sort of thing, just to get him in space away from the Bills' front. So anything that happens in the run game, I won't be surprised one way or the other, Zach.
John Harris, sideline reporter for the Houston Texans, with me now here on the Wester Hotline. John, the big key thing for the Texans, it feels like everyone here in Buffalo is zeroing in on, is the defense. You know, sure it's Davis Mills, sure they can't really run the ball all that well, you know, according to statistics, but boy, is that defense really good. What have you seen from this year?
Yeah, it's a unit that has not played together for a little while, and I think that helps. There's continuity there. You know, early in the season, they had some struggles, and a lot of that had to do with C.J. Gardner-Johnson not feeling comfortable in the defense, not knowing what to do in the defense. And there were three moments in the first three games that you could directly point to C.J. Gardner-Johnson not knowing what he was doing, and it cost us three touchdowns in each game, and we lost by 5, 1, and 7, respectively. So they put M.J. Stewart in there. He knows the defense played at a high level. Well, then M.J. got hurt against the Jacksonville Jaguars, and now there's still that feeling of, hey, we've played together, we know this defense, but against Tennessee, especially in pass coverage, we blew a couple of coverages, and Cam Ward couldn't take advantage of it. I mean, he had two legitimate touchdown opportunities where we just blew a coverage, and he couldn't take advantage of them. I know somebody who will take advantage of it, and that does worry me. So they've got to clean things up, but when it comes to pass rush duo, you know, unknown but, you know, journeyman-like but grinders on the inside, linebackers that can all run, and the best cornerback in the league opposite one of the best young cornerbacks in the league. Yeah, this defense is loaded with talent. As long as it is playing the system and the play call that's called, they're fine. When they start breaking down a little bit, when there's some – you know, switch releases and some things. They've blown a couple of coverages, which worries me a little bit. Mm-hmm. But this plays so damn hard. And they play fast and they play physical. And on a Thursday night, that matters. You know, you're just feeling the week before. And, you know, it may make Josh say, you know what, let me throw this one away instead of trying to run it. You know, it's just that one time maybe he throws it away because it's like, man, it's such a physical game. I gotta try and withstand this. Let me throw this one away. And that's what the Texans do. They force teams into making some of those decisions, especially quarterbacks. But what's also hurt us lately are quarterback scrambles late in games. And obviously, 17 does that really, really well. We've been hurt by everybody. And it's cost us late in games when we've broken down from a pass rush perspective and quarterbacks take off for 20, 25, 30 yards, and it sets up game-winning field goals or game-winning touchdowns. I mean, it literally cost us the Tampa Bay Buccaneers game on 4th and 10. Baker Mayfield broke a tackle and got 15, drove him down, scored a touchdown, won the game. So there are some things this defense has to clean up. But overall, the one thing I do know is, especially on a Thursday night game with the nation watching, they're going to want to make a statement. There's no question about that. But they also know it's got to be a controlled statement because of what 17 can do with the ball in his hands, throwing it and running it.
And that's the thing, too. It's in Houston. And, John, this is something I think I'm right. The Bills have not won in Houston since 06. And even yesterday I was having a conversation with some callers, too. The AFC South in general seems to be a huge bugaboo for the Bills. I mean, last year's game is one of the worst performances we've seen from Josh Allen. For the most part, this defense is sort of the exact same. The receiver room really hasn't, quote-unquote, gotten much better for the Bills. You know, I wonder, too, if that gives this defense sort of that, you know, that extra boost of, we handled this guy last year. We gave him one of his worst games.
Yeah, you know, obviously that was a nightmare performance for Josh. Really was. I mean, the defense was playing at a high, high level at that particular moment. And so, there's a part of me that's like, not a part of me. I hope that Buffalo internalizes all that and, you know, starts to panic a little bit if they don't get things done early in a game and they do things, you know, kind of get away from the game plan or whatever it might be, because that is a worry, especially against his defense. But look, it takes a Josh 50-yard run for a touchdown. It takes a bomb to Tyrell Shavers to just shake things up. And look, I'll be honest about this. It will not be a home field advantage for us. It's not. The Bills fans have come in and taken over that place every time that they've played there, be it a playoff game or last year's game. They will come in there and they will be just as loud. It feels like a neutral site at best for Texans fans, because Texans fans, they know they can make a nice little killing for their tickets for this one game. Like, what's it matter? I'll miss this game. And then you look up and it's like, damn, there are a lot of 17 jerseys in the stands. This is going to be a tough one. And we have people in our building that have the analytics, and we've asked them, you know, earlier this week, said, hey, what's it going to look like on Thursday? And they just glared at us like,
oh, no,
it's not good. So it will definitely not be a home field advantage for us from that perspective. But I do know that when we have those situations, like the Bills last year, the Lions last year, when those fans come in, the fans that we do have end up taking it up to a different level. It gets loud. It is a loud building no matter what happens. And we got to try and keep our fans in it early, not, you know, allow them to like, oh, this isn't going to be a game they're going to win. I need to go to the house or go have some more barbecue. You know, the Bills are going to win this one. It's going to be raucous environment. It's just probably going to be more neutral site environment more than anything else. And that's something the Bills can thrive on. They did in the second half last year. I mean, we had that game dead to rights.
Mm-hmm.
And then down 20-3, they kept climbing back, and you just felt the momentum in the building. And I worry about that again on Thursday night, that they'll be able to do that, and we won't have an offensive answer because it's Davis instead of CJ. So there is that worry. But I do know the fans will show up, but we also know, you know, Bills Mafia is going to show up in droves. I would tell them, if they're listening and flying to Houston, we're wearing a lot of red. This is our wear red game for whatever reason. So, you know, go ahead and wear your blue. Just, you know, helping you out a little bit.
There we go. John Harris for just a few more minutes here. And, John, I do want to take maybe a more, you know, bird's-eye view of the Houston Texans. Of course, being here in Buffalo, yes, it's two AFC teams, but I think we all kind of get lost in some of the quick headlines. You know, C.J. Stroud, regression from his rookie year. I'm always kind of curious, too, about how the Bobby Slowick situation ultimately ended as poorly as it did. He went from the hottest name, one of the hottest names as an offensive coordinator, to fired the next year. And then also just the offensive line. You mentioned they're playing a little bit better with Davis Mills, but that's kind of been a conversation of they can't block for anybody. So what has this season been for the Texans? They ultimately start 0-3, but they are 5-5 right now.
Yeah, I mean, I think everybody knows the defense, and you know, the defense is tremendous, and it lives up to claim. Offensively, it's been it's been enigmatic. I'll put it that way. You know, it was a work in progress earlier in the year, because it's a new offensive coordinator, it's a new offensive line coach, a new system. So everybody's kind of learning at their pace. And then, oh, by the way, there's no Joe Mixon, there's no Tank Dell. So, okay, we've got to incorporate some new young receivers into this. And how does this work? Does CJ like this offense? You know, how's this thing really working? And so when the team started off 0-3 and the offense was the reason they were 0-3, Nick Caley, Cole Popovich, and his offense were taking a lot of heat. The thing was is that, you know, CJ was not taking a lot of that heat. A lot of it was directed at the coaching staff. Then the offense started getting going a little bit. But as soon as it would get going, we went to Seattle, and we looked like a triple-A offense. We just couldn't get anything going. I mean, we did dumb stuff. And that, I think, we've gotten away from the last few weeks. Even in a loss to Denver, we didn't do dumb things. We didn't blow blocks. Ariante Urshree, our rookie left tackle, you know, held Nick Benito without a sack. He's done that a couple of times against the Jaguars at home. Josh Hines-Allen, no sack, one pressure against Ariante Urshree. So the rookie left tackle, his growth has helped. Woody Marks, his emergence, the rookie wide receivers. And last and certainly not least, the last couple of weeks, Davis Mills remembered that Nico Collins is on this roster. And Nico didn't play but a quarter against the Bills last year. And hopefully that's one thing that the Texans will have going for them this year, is that Nico is playing. And that helps. But the rookies, Jaden Higgins, Jalen Nall, have really stepped up and done some really good things. Dalton Schultz, tight end, has played extremely well this year as a pass catcher. So the offense has gotten better. In fact, I would argue that it's maybe even better than it was when we faced the Bills last year. But it was on a trajectory with CJ that by this game, if CJ had played the last three games, I think it would be, wow, the Texans have really turned it around offensively. They're going to be really tough. But I think it's clouded by Davis being in the starting lineup. Now, I like Davis. I trust Davis. And I think Davis is going to play really well on Thursday night. He's just not CJ. And that, you know, takes our offense from, I don't know, being a 6.5 maybe to a 6. And it's that half that just might be the difference against a really, really good football team. And this is where the defense has got to make a play. They've got to generate a score in a short field. You know, special teams has got to do something. This has got to be a game where every unit kind of picks it up around Davis. And then Davis plays at the level he's been playing the last couple of weeks. And if they do that, there's a shot to win. I think the Texans like being the underdog. They kind of like that. Hey, watch us. Watch what we do. But they're also a reality of, you know, there's a reason you are an underdog, because the team coming in is damn good and should have gone to the Super Bowl last year. So it's going to be hopefully a hell of an evening. I hope both teams show up and bring your A games, because they do. It's going to be one hell of an entertaining night on Amazon and for the fans that are in the stands. So that's what I'm hoping for. You know, fingers crossed, we just don't turn the ball over and can stay in the game, because if we do, it's going to be one hell of a 60-minute fight.
Let's hope we can have an entertaining Thursday night football game. John, thank you so much for jumping out with me. Enjoy the game tomorrow. We'll talk again soon, my friend.
Absolutely, Zach. Appreciate it, brother. Thank you.
John Harris there, the sideline reporter for the Houston Texans. All right. Davis Mills. It's going to be interesting. The C.J. Stroud stuff, maybe they really did just come into a perfect time where they don't have to play a team that maybe was going to be on that ascending path. The defense, though, it still freaks me out. It's still, I think this is going to be a close game. I think right now the Bills sit at a 6-point favorite, and it makes me very nervous. It makes me very, very nervous. They have not done great against those big spreads. I mean, it's hard to do it. And then when you go up against that defense, and the Bills are down a few pass catchers. It didn't hurt them last week against Tampa Bay. I think against a Houston Texans team, it could hurt them. And a Houston team that is playing well. It should be noted they had two divisional wins as well in the last 2 weeks, Jacksonville and at Tennessee. They're still third in the AFC South, but they might be a team that thinks they are surging and going for a bit of a playoff run here. They also only lost by 3 to Denver, who, we may have discussions on how good they actually are. That defense is special. And that defense is going to probably get them into the either 1 or 2 seed and take out Kansas City as the kings of the AFC West. It's already done, half the job so far this year. It's going to be, I hope, a fun game, though. I really do mean that, because, boy, Thursday night football games can be a struggle. We do have some quarterback news across the NFL. If you did miss it, Browns quarterback Shedeur Sanders is going to start Sunday versus the Raiders. Dylan Gabriel is still in concussion protocol. And then for the Falcons, Michael Penix is undergoing season-ending knee surgery. Penix has been, frustrating for Falcons fans. He's had high moments. He has had very low moments. I know even in the Bills game, that first half, he couldn't miss. In the second half, it felt like he was trying to give away the game to the Bills at multiple points. And then for Sanders, I am curious to watch. I really, really am. I don't know how talented Shedeur Sanders is compared to the rest of the NFL. He did not look great against Baltimore at all. If he could, on Sunday, if he could play it at any kind of an NFL level, they probably beat Baltimore, and he couldn't. There is the rumblings, though, of course, if he's not getting first-team reps, and Gabriel's kind of been up and down. They probably should have been giving first-team reps, whatever, what have you. He wasn't really prepared. Now we'll see if he's going to be much more prepared against a far worse team in the Raiders, who I think just because of the defense, they should probably win that game. 803-0550, the number two call. Coming up next, a little bit of a special guest. I mentioned it in the first segment of today. I'd love to talk with UB head coach George Halkovich, and credit to UB, they got that stuff done. Coming up next, UB men's head coach George Halkovich is going to join the show to talk more on the 5-0 start to the season, the wins over DePaul and last night Vermont, and what is to come this season. So
avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that go from work days to weekends and everywhere in between. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. With 25 sizes, 5 lengths, and 6 denim brands, you've got options. And fit experts in every store to make jean shopping easier. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow. A real person.
Yep. I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow. I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of...
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% off site-wide, plus an additional 10% off every order at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
Looking for a new way to grow your business? With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising on TikTok, now's the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.
Stay tuned for that. That's coming up next. You're listening to WGR. And UB would finish out their game last night against Vermont with a 94-90 win. And that puts them at 5-0. For the first time since the Nate Oates era, it has been a hot start to the year for the UB men. Also wins at DePaul over Southern Miss, Green Bay, and RIT as well. They have not scored under 80 points, they've scored over 80 points in all of their games but one, that win over DePaul. Then they get the win over Vermont last night, 94, and it was in regulation as well. And for more on the hot start to this year, we go to the Western Hotline as UB men head coach George Halkovich joins the show. Coach, good morning. Thanks for jumping on. I know it was a little last minute.
Oh, man, we're here, man. Thanks, Zach. It's great to be on with you, brother.
So, I mean, like, let's just get right to it. You know, I think for a lot of fans, the last 2 years have been a bit of a struggle, and I can imagine for you and your staff it has been too. What has changed, both internally and, you know, I guess externally as well, to see such a fast start for you guys?
Full transparency, and I think I mentioned this to Sal a couple weeks ago when I talked to Sal. Mm-hmm. We, you know, in this day and age, NIL and rev share is a real thing. We had to play a little catch up. I knew when we got this job that was something that we had to kind of build when we got here. It took a little while, but, you know, thankfully, you know, the university stepped up for us in a big way. And then we also had some other people, donors step up, and we're able to build, you know, enough of a rev share and NIL, you know, war chest, I guess, for lack of better words, to be able to go out and, you know, put together a team that I thought would be able to be, you know, experienced enough and then with enough talent to really be able to compete in the MAC and then also in our non-conference. And, you know, I think that's been the biggest difference. You know, obviously, we have some guys that are older that have been here a while, especially like a Ryan Sable. So when you get guys in the program for 3 years like him, or Noah Batchelor and Tim Oboe in their second year, but three of those guys returning that started a lot of games last year, and then bring in experienced, really good players. Obviously, you know, Daniel Freitag has had an unbelievable start to the year, as well as Angelo Brizzi, two really talented, I believe, high major level guards, along with other guys that are just great guys that come in and give us great versatility off the bench that are older and experienced. So that's really what it's been.
And you mentioned Daniel Freitag there as well. If people don't know, former Wisconsin player, four-star recruit when he did go to Wisconsin, and he has just been on a tear. I was able to attend the RIT game where he pitched a 10 at the free throw line. It was phenomenal to watch. It just felt like every time he drove in, he was going to the free throw line. And then last night, 33 points. I mean, he looks to me, Coach, like an all-MAC player, a guy that can maybe compete for the MAC Player of the Year. And to be able to bring in that former kind of high-end high school recruit, that's got to be so exciting for fans locally.
Oh, no, when I recruited Daniel, he's an exciting player. He's playing great and playing the way, you know, we want him to be playing, just making all the right plays. You know, he's unselfish. He doesn't just go and try to score. He makes plays for other guys, and other guys have really been great for us. I think those three guards in particular, Freitag, Brizzi, and Sable, have been just tremendous. All playing off each other. And Daniel knows, you know, when you play with other really good guards, like Brizzi, like Sable, DJ Talton as well, that frees up a lot for you. You know, Noah Batchelor, when you have a lot of shooting, which we do, it makes it easier for Daniel to go out and be able to play one-on-one, which he's also great at doing as well. So he's exciting. I know he's a high major guard. We got lucky getting him here. You know, I'm going to do whatever I can to keep him here. And, mm-hmm. you know, right now, though, we're just focused one game at a time. And I'm just proud of the growth this team and Daniel has had thus far.
We'll get to the schedule that's upcoming, because I know you guys are going to have a trip down to Florida in just a few days here. But you mentioned Ryan Sable, and he's somebody I definitely wanted to kind of point at, because, you know, we opened up the conversation talking about the struggle for the first 2 years. Ryan's been there, though, since the beginning. You know, he's kind of, I guess, built up, you know, the calluses and what have you. But how important is it to still have some of those players that have grown with you once you got the job?
Yeah, it's invaluable. He's our captain, you know. He's our captain. He's our leader. A guy that does not have to learn anything for the first time with me. A guy that, you know, can calm us in moments. Sometimes when you feel like your backs are against the wall, he knows how to just say, hey, you know, we talk about having a great attitude and responding and next play mentality. He embodies that and believes in it. And when you got a guy that could go out in game one, and I think at 32 in our opening game, but then he does not need to score that. And I think he had, I don't even know what he had the next game. He might have had 7 points. I know he had 7 points in one game, and he's just as happy for our success. When you have a guy like that, you know, has put in the work, has just bought in, and he's Mr. Buffalo through and through. He embodies all of our mentality, that all-in grit mentality that we keep trying to build here. And I think because of him, we've been able to do that, and this team believes in it. And, you know, you need to have that if you're going to have guys night in, night out, different guys step up, which we've had. You know, but, you know, with him, Freitag, especially those two guys with Angelo Brizzi, when you got three guards like that, man, it's fun to coach those guys, because, you know, they're going to try to figure it out, make plays for each other, and make it easy on everybody else.
And it is an older room, too, with the guards. Angelo Brizzi, I believe, is a graduate senior as well, that you've been able to bring in. And that's kind of been the thing with mid-major programs, is you want to have that experience. You want to have the guys that kind of the work pail have been there and done that. And I think Brizzi kind of fits that.
Yeah, I coached Brizzi at Villanova, mm-hmm. right? So this is the uniqueness of him. And everything went into the thought process of building out this roster was like, you know, in this day and age of college basketball, we got very lucky. I got a guy that's definitely heard these same mentalities. We do a lot of the same things that we did at Villanova, and I think you have to get the personnel to fit the style of play. And he fit the style of play when we brought him into Villanova. Daniel Freitag fit the style of play, and now that's Buffalo basketball, right? Ryan Sable is just developed in this system. So to have a guy that I, you know, that knows the mentality we have as a fifth year here, is very unique for us. And again, it's another guy that knows exactly what we're saying, isn't hearing certain things for the first time as well. So it gives us a calmness and a presence to then be able to go out and do what we do. And, you know, he knows, because he was lucky enough to be a part of success early on in his career there, that if we do these things all together, it could really lend us a high level of success.
UV Men's head coach George Yakovich here on the Wester Hotline. And coach, let's look at the 5-0 start that you guys have had. And I think for many here locally, really what got you guys on the map was that win at DePaul. You mentioned you're at Villanova. You were with Jay Wright's staff for a number of years. You are very familiar with DePaul. But how big of a win was that, both for your staff and for the team, to kind of really get this year underway?
It was big. I mean, we look at every game one game at a time. I know it sounds like coach speak, but you have to. You know, you can't get too high. You can't get too low. You got to just keep focused on getting better. These guys came in June and just kept working. And they had a mission that they were on, and we were on. And, you know, we went into that DePaul game. And I always bring up the Syracuse exhibition for us.
Yeah.
You know, we battled in that game and got back in it, gave ourselves a chance at the end. And Syracuse is a really good team. You know, and, you know, we were in that environment down at Key Bank, and that was, like, great for us. It felt like an NCAA tournament game in there. You know, our fans, Syracuse fans, great excitement. But our guys knew after that game, and sometimes you got to go through stuff like, hey, we could compete with the big boys. And we're, you know, and I knew we had athleticism. I knew, you know, I had belief in this team. But part of it's just, like, going through things for the first time, right? So I think that Syracuse game really lent us great experience going into the start of our season. And then going out to DePaul, we just went in confident, and we knew we were going to have to defend and rebound and be the more physical team. And on that night, you know, we were. And that really was the difference in that game. So, you know, obviously, you know, you look at each game and you say, hey, we got to now. The great thing is you believe more, and you got your guys' attention that, hey, we could go out and do anything. We could win different ways. We could win a grind-out battle at DePaul. We could go play a really high-octane offensive team against Vermont and do our thing and score against them, right? So we know we could win different ways. We got a lot of work to do. But, yeah, that DePaul one was huge for our program. And I was just really glad for our guys to be able to all enjoy that together, yeah, going into the road environment like that, have a great road attitude and come out with the win.
And then the Vermont win last night, which I believe is going to be your last home game until December 6th when you host St. Bonaventure. But, you know, in regulation, for a college game to go 94-90, I mean, that's a heck of an offensive performance. And, you know, as great as the DePaul game one, it's the only one where you guys haven't scored at least 80 points. I mean, what can you point to with that offensive explosion? You've mentioned Ryan Sable. He starts the year off with 32, but he's bounced around, you know, having single-digit, you know, scoring nights. Daniel Freitag has led the way the last two games. It does seem like it's a very balanced squad.
It is. I don't know the exact stat now, but I know, like, what we got, those two are averaging 15 plus for the season. I think Freitag is over 20. And Brizzy's up, and we got multiple guys that could go for double digits. And we always talk about, it's amazing what we can accomplish if no one cares who gets the credit, right? And this team embodies that. They always give each other the credit if they have a great offensive game of scoring, which is unique for guys their age. But we brought in guys with high character that understood they wanted to be a part of something bigger than themselves, right? Now, the style of play thing, sometimes you're going to have to win different ways, right? And that's the versatility of this team allows us to do that. You know, we have a physical presence with Tim Oboe inside, and then we can bring in Ezra McKenna, who's a real stretch inside-out presence as a five-man. You know, we have good depth. We have good guys off the bench, undersized four-man, and Michael Pocknet. And he's kind of the opposite of, like, Noah Batchelor. Noah Batchelor's a three-point shooting four-man, and then we got a bully ball four-man in Michael. So, again, and DJ Talton kind of comes in, and he could come in and run the point for us to get Freitag off the ball. We have a lot of different guys in versatility, which allows us to be able to go and grind a game out and be more physical and grind out a 60-some point win at DePaul. But then we also have guys that, if we need to, we could play have to outscore a really talented offensive team against Vermont. Now, I would rather the DePaul games. I'd rather be doing that and playing defense like that. And, you know, but, you know, I know the fans love the high-octane scoring games, and I'd love for us to have the first half against DePaul, which we did offensively, and carry that over to the second half. But you know, sometimes that happens. You got to be able to win different ways. And, you know, just really proud of our guys. They're really mentally tough and a resilient group. And, you know, we're just going to keep getting better one day at a time here.
I knew you'd say that about the DePaul game. Like, that's how you want to play. That's the Big East coaching you, Coach. I fully understand it as somebody that watches the Big East a lot. Like, that's – you hear anyone's like, it's going to be a rock fight. It's going to be a hard-fought game. But it might wind up in the 80s. It might wind up in the 50s. It is what it is. Next up for you guys, though, it's going to be a road trip. You guys are heading down to Florida, the Fort Myers tournament, Monday, 2:30, taking on VMI, and then Wednesday at 1:30, taking on Bucknell. Then you come back to Western New York at Canisius, and then, as I mentioned, your next home game in Alumni Arena, Saturday, December 6th at St. Bonaventure. It's a nice schedule for you guys, even later on in the non-conference as well, taking on at East Carolina. You know, creating that non-conference schedule, is that important for you guys and your staff to build out with good quality opponents?
Yeah, definitely. You know, you definitely want to be tested. You want to go in and have to battle teams, and you know, you got to be able to play anybody, right? And if you are lucky enough to, you know, in our league, it's really one bid league, but if you're lucky enough to go on and win your conference tournament and then play in the NCAA tournament or play postseason basketball in some capacity if you get to the NIT set.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that go from work days to weekends and everywhere in between. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. With 25 sizes, 5 lengths, and 6 denim brands, you've got options. And fit experts in every store to make jean shopping easier. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky. But Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% off site-wide, plus an additional 10% off every order at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way. With Indeed.
Own a small biz and need a reliable way to reach new customers? Try TikTok for Business.
We've generated over 100,000 leads, which has converted into over 40,000 sales for our pet insurance policies. I am the CEO of Spot Pet Insurance. TikTok's Smart Plus AI-powered automation takes the guesswork out of targeting, bidding, and optimizing creative. If I can advertise on TikTok, you can too.
Drive more leads and scale your business today with TikTok for Business. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTokAds.
You got to be able to go up and play against teams that are, you know, high major level, top tier level teams with that kind of talent. So getting tested early on really helps you prepare for conference play and lets you understand like the level that you need to have going into conference play. But it also prepares you hopefully for, you know, like going into Florida and playing two tough teams that are going to be stylistically a little different and they're going to bring it. And, you know, you play one on Monday and then you play one on Wednesday. If you're lucky enough to make the NCAA tournament, that's like playing, you know, the Thursday, mm-hmm. Saturday or Friday, Sunday. Right. So you kind of look at those tournaments like that. But also the non-conference really prepares you for saying, you know, if you're lucky enough to get the postseason play, you got to then be ready to prepare for teams that you haven't seen all year.
Yeah, absolutely. Coach, we'll let you go here. Thank you so much for jumping on with us. Again, it was a little last minute, but thank you so much. Hopefully we can talk again soon.
Amen.
And good luck the rest
Anytime,
of the way.
Anytime, Zach. We really appreciate it. We need everybody to keep coming out. Come watch us in Alumni Arena. Looking forward to the Bonaventure game after our Florida road trip. But thanks so much, and go Bulls.
Go Bulls. Thank you so much, Coach. That was Coach George Halkovich, UB Men, on the Wester Hotline. I wanted to attend that Bonaventure game so bad, even before the start got really good. I'm somebody that has mentioned with college basketball, it is my love, it is my baby, and I wanted to go to that game. I'm on vacation, though. I am in Florida. So when UB comes back, I will then be leaving for Florida.
Of course. And that's like, always how it works out.
I'm like, oh, like that'd be a great game. I got to attend the RIT one, but I'll be honest, after last night's win, I'm like, give me Woj and the Bonnies versus, you know, this new look Bulls team and what they've got. Daniel Freitag would have been great. I didn't get to mention it with Coach, and I hope the stats stay the same for when we can talk again soon. But he mentioned Noah Batchelor, one of their other guards. He's only averaging 7.4 points per game. However, he's averaging 58.8% from 3-point. He is a corner shooter. That's who he is. He takes like three or four a game, and he's almost at 60% from three. Just absolutely incredible. They're scoring a lot of points. Not surprised, though. You know, coming from the Big East, that coach would want to play a little bit, you know, more defense. I can understand that. But, boy, are they an entertaining watch up to this point. 803-0550, the number to call. We've also had some Buffalo Bills news. We'll get to that when we come back and get you ready for Sabres Live as well. You're listening to the Northtown Automotive Extra Point Show on WGR. Welcome back, everyone. Quick final segment here as we get ready for Sabres Live. The Sabres are in action tonight. I failed to mention it this entire show. We've gone 2 hours. I haven't mentioned. Sabres are at home tonight against Calgary. It is a 7:30 puck drop. Ugh. 7 o'clock. Should always be 7 o'clock or the after-hour dark ones, not 7:30. It's ridiculous. 7 o'clock or 7:30 tonight against Calgary. They're at home. We'll see how the injury situation kind of settles it. It sounds like maybe Jason Zucker could be in play for Friday. Same is not going to be said for Michael Kesselring. It looks like he's going to be out for a little bit longer. Before, though, we wrap up today, there is some Bills news, and I'm a little bit late to this, but Buffalo Bills. Steve Tasker has been named to the semifinals of the senior category of the Pro Football Hall of Fame class of 2026. I don't know if this is as far as Steve has gone before, but huge for him. I screen your calls on One Bills Live. I feel the same way as well. He should be in the Hall of Fame. Hopefully this is just getting ever closer to him finally getting in the Hall. It'll be amazing. I know the boys over on One Bills Live will be talking about that today. So congratulations to Steve Tasker. He's been named a semifinalist in the senior category for the Pro Football Hall of Fame class of 2026. Before we do wrap, though, real quick on the Sabres. Win tonight. Stay interesting. It's a back-to-back for Calgary. They're the worst team in hockey. Get them. Stay with it. Stay with it. The East refuses to have teams separate themselves. They refuse. Everyone is stuck in this ugly glob of teams. Get them. Boston is like in a playoff spot right now, and they have a negative point differential, and they played more games than everybody, and they're like 12-9. The Sabres are starting to get healthier. Zucker might be back on Friday. Josh Norris is starting to practice as well. Dahlin is back. Benson, I think, was at the morning skate as well today, so maybe he's starting to come back. And you're getting really good contributions from Noah Ostlund and Isak Rosén. And the goaltending hasn't really died away either. Weirdly enough, the three-man rotation has actually been somewhat working for them up to this point. Colton Ellis, we'll see if he's in the net tonight or if it's going to be someone like Alex Lyon. Well, I think probably it should be. We'll see if that is the case. Paul Hamilton, about an hour ago. Ellis is in his own net. The other two are the other end, so it's likely he starts. So Ellis, again, they're going with the hot hand. I'm not against that by any means. Go with the hot hand. It kind of has saved them at times this year that they've gotten very good goaltending. But tonight especially, you're going up against a bad Calgary team on a back-to-back. Get after them. And then you get Chicago on Friday, also at home. Connor Bedard's very good, but you handle the other Connor very well, Connor McDavid. And then Carolina at home on Sunday. This could be a huge swing for the Sabres team, just as the road trip could have been a massive swing for them, not in a good way. We will see what happens again tonight, 7:30, 6:30 pregame. And then for the Bills, tomorrow, game day, Thursday Night Football. We do have three players that are out, Dalton Kincaid, and then wide receivers Mecole Hardman and Curtis Samuel. It's not totally new for the Bills. The Samuel one and Hardman, though, hurt. We'll see what is to be done with Keon Coleman, if he is going to be in the lineup. McDermott did not give an answer on that when he spoke with Sal earlier today. Elijah Moore as well. We all know how big of a fan I am of his, and I think there's more he can do for this team, especially if they want to play like they did against Tampa Bay, but it'll be a little bit tough on Thursday night against that Houston Texans defense. That's going to do it for me today. I'll be back on 10 to 12 tomorrow as we get ready for Bills Texans later on in the evening. But coming up next, after a quick timeout, Sabres Live. This is WGR.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of...
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% off site-wide, plus an additional 10% off every order at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
Find new customers on a platform that's here to stay. With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising your business on TikTok, now is the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes, subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.